watches that doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. My name is Meg, and I'm your host. That was, can you remember who sung that song way back in, oh, I'm looking on the thing here, 1989. I think it was longer than that.
Yeah.
Patti Page.
There you go.
Yes. And speaking of Paige, see how I did that? Paige Carey is here with our friends from A-Hope in Santa Rosa County. And so happy you're here. They come and
join us
on a regular basis. And so lots to talk about,
yes,
it sounds like.
And that was appropriate, although we would say adopt, don't shop.
Correct.
With the puppies and kittens.
I thought about that, but it's just a cute song.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just teasing. So it was perfect timing, though, because as those of you in the animal world know, we are coming into the throes of kitten season is upon us, and we've taken in a tiny litter this week, have more coming on Monday.
So the season, it's official, the kitten season is here?
It's here.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Here. If anybody that follows any of the Facebook animal welfare pages knows that everybody's got pregnant cats they're trying to get fixed and that type thing, which leads me into a really cool promotion that we have going on right now. It's called $10 Tuesdays, and every Tuesday of the month, in fact, March has five Tuesdays, so you've got two more coming up. We put a post out to remind you, and for every $10 that you donate, you get your name thrown in a hat, so to speak. And at the end of the month, we draw a winner. And that winner will receive a free spay or cat spay or neuter.
Wow.
But the thing is, if you don't need it, you can donate that to
someone
that does.
That's phenomenal.
So, yeah.
And the spay neuter is expensive.
Yes.
You go to a vet. So.
Yes, it is. I mean, we love our vets, but it is expensive. And so that's been very popular. And
we had
our winner for February. Like I said, we had five Tuesdays, so you still have a couple more opportunities to get your money in and get a chance to win. So.
Okay. Well, we have to let everybody know who you are. A-Hope.
Yes, A-Hope.
And the clinic is in Milton.
Yes.
And now we have the SNP Happens Clinic there.
Yes.
And so if I wanted to participate, where would I go? You have a website.
It's actually on our Facebook page, which is under A-Hope Milton. And our Instagram, but the Facebook has the link right there.
Oh, okay, good.
Where you can just click on the link and then you can donate. We actually had someone very generously donate $100 this past Tuesday.
Did they get 10 entries?
So they'll get 10 entries. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. So, and it is the... you know, the time of year, too, where donations are needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are a nonprofit clinic, and we do not receive any government financial aid at all, whether federal, state, local, you know, city, county, none.
Right.
And we worked really hard to get this clinic going, and we need folks' help to keep it up and running until,
Absolutely. You
know, it's a startup. And you can rest assured, again, that your money is, used wisely and securely with A-Hope through SNP Happens. But, you know, we had some big expenses to get the clinic up and running.
Oh, absolutely. It's
so
amazing.
Yeah, so any donations, monetary donations are helpful. We can also use... we need a handyman that would like to donate a few services. We've got some outside lights we'd like to put up and just some other things, around the small things around the clinic.
Surely we have a listener that could help out.
Yeah, that would be nice. If you would like to donate an hour or two of time to help us with some of those projects, you can reach out to ahopedirector@gmail.com. That's me, Paige. And I will get in touch with you and see what we can work out on that. We'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
And also, I was just going to mention one other thing.
Yeah,
also, with spring, it's getting that time where our property needs a little bit of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so if any of the yard services that are around Milton Pace area would like to help us out with that, it'd be an easy mow on a riding mower, just straight up and down the driveways. That would be great. Same thing, ahopedirector pethog@gmail.com, or you can call the clinic at 850-795-2287 and, you know, just tell them you're trying to get in touch with the person that needed the landscape help and right? The handyman help.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and just in case folks don't know, you're not a boarding facility like some
correct.
Of the other rescues that we have.
Right, yet. Right.
But AHOPE stands for, and I love this, yeah. Animal Health Outreach, Prevention, and Education. So
yes.
Really teaching people about how to take care of animals, what they can do in terms of rescuing them. And so you have a pretty broad mission.
Yes.
But the clinic, I mean, I'm kind of excited because I've been part of the process before it was built.
Right.
And now it's up and running.
Yes.
And so if you can, talk a bit about the clinic, because that's really special and where it's located.
Sure, of course.
And the services you provide.
Of course, yes. Yeah. SNP Happens is actually under the umbrella of AHOPE, which is our nonprofit. And then SNP Happens is our affordable, high-quality, high-volume spay-neuter clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide the basic wellness services for animals, dogs and cats, to get spayed and neutered, get their vaccines, that type thing. And we also have a pet food corner in mm-hmm. our clinic. These are tough times right now for a lot of folks.
Sure.
And if they need help with, you know, a month's supply of dog or cat food, stop by. We're located at 6951 Pine Blossom Road in Milton, Florida. And our hours of operation are 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday. We are closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
But our goal, our mission is always to help keep pets with their people, with their families, whether that's through vet services, pet food, education, mm-hmm. resources, etc.
Okay. Well, Brandy Winkleman just got here. She's a busy girl. She's executive director with AHOPE. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break because we do have some sponsors for this show that we got to let
yes.
them run their commercials. But in the meantime, when we come back, we'll talk about how you can help AHOPE and a little bit more about their services. And I don't know if you know this yet, but it is kitten season. So what does that mean?
Yes.
This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we got a lovely comment that just got texted in from Lisa. She says, thank you so much for all that you and your staff do. I have over 15 cats spayed and neutered, and it is such a great help out to help out the community. Thank you again, Lisa from Navarre.
Oh,
how about
thank
that?
You, Lisa. We love hearing that stuff. We don't
yeah,
get to hear it as much
nice,
as we want to.
Very nice.
Yeah. As much as we need to,
me
actually,
too.
You know,
yes.
keep our spirits going.
So
yes.
the extra voice now is Brandy Winkleman. She is the president, executive director. Paige Carey is here. She's vice president and public relations director. Mm-hmm. And so between the two of them, since I've known them, they have built a spay and neuter clinic, quite frankly. It's a nonprofit. And we wanted to clarify a little bit about what AHOPE is about, because the other groups I rotate every Friday with a different humane organization. And a lot of them are rescues. Mm-hmm. And although you can help someone rescuing because you have foster, but maybe talk about, you don't have a boarding facility.
Correct.
But you do have a clinic. So that's
right.
a little bit different.
Right. So we've always looked at what the life-saving gaps were for animals. And mm-hmm. so that's why we started focusing on neonate kittens in our foster care program to get them out of the shelters or off the streets and put them into a safe haven that is a medically trained safe haven that understands, you know, the around-the-clock care that kittens need, the special socialization that they need. So we're really intense as far as like neonate kitten care. And that means kittens that are usually under 4 weeks old are going to be your bottle babies, your neonates. But our foster program is open to kittens under 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And we get them fixed and ready to go home at 8 weeks old. So that's what we focus on in order to get them off the streets, out of the shelters, and into homes as quickly as possible.
Which is great.
Yeah. And so we also make sure that if they do have a mom with them, we mandate that they bring the mom as well, and we keep the mom up until the kittens are weaned. But, of course, the ones who are orphaned are the ones who need us the most, and those are the ones that we usually have space for primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move on to the other ones who might need it. Because ones with moms, you can, you know, safely be a foster for them, you know, put them in a bathroom, a large dog crate, something like that up until they're weaned. And then you can use lots of resources to rehome kittens on your own once mm-hmm. they're you know, ready medically to go. So we encourage you to foster them until they're 3 months old, get them fixed and vaccinated, then rehome them.
There you go. Well, it is kitten season, and we talked a bit on this show before with y'all about now you'll see kittens left alone for a bit. You might see five or six kittens in a little pile somewhere,
yeah,
and the mama's not around. Talk about that, because that doesn't mean she's abandoned.
Right. I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's really important to understand. We even got a message the other day, somebody asking, because a mom had been gone for 6 or 12 hours and left these kittens there. The kittens look great, but she wasn't sure because she had heard that you're supposed to feed them every 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to remember that mom's milk that she naturally produces is more nutritional, more what they need to fulfill them longer term than the human-made milk for the kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we need to remind people, is that's why moms can be gone for that long. You can put like a flour ring around the nest of kittens.
I love this idea. So take some baking flour.
Right, just regular flour. So if they walk through it, you know that there's been footsteps there. You're not mm-hmm. always going to see the mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell by looking at the kittens if their hair looks fluffy, they look fat, they're not crying, things like that. That means mom's near. That mom is just, you know, went off to get herself some food for a minute and she'll be back.
Because
mm-hmm. she has to stay healthy too.
Right.
So they can be gone for long periods of time. Now, interacting constantly with the kittens and worrying about them and going out there often and bothering them and seeing if they're okay and calling for the mom and such like that, mom's going to stay away.
So people
need to understand, leave them alone. You can monitor from a distance,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, use that flower ring idea. If they're in an unsafe area, you take all of the bedding that you find them in, whatever leaves, whatever it is, and you can pick up the whole pile and just kind of move it to a safe area. Those kittens will be found by their mom. Cats are very intelligent creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to smell their litter somewhere. They're going to hear them if they start crying, things like that. So it's important to know the difference between what needs a rescue and what doesn't.
Right. Now, that's why I thought it was really it was something I had never heard before. So that was really helpful.
Yeah.
So it is kitten season. We're talking to our friends at A-Hope, and they have a clinic called Snip Happens. So if you've got any questions about especially cats, that's kind of their specialty, you can always text that question in or have a comment at 850-437-1620. So what else do we need to chat about today? Now that we're into the spring and kitten season,
Yes. You've
got this great opportunity, the $10
Tuesdays.
I love this idea.
Yes. Yeah, like we said, it's every Tuesday, and you're in luck because there's 5 Tuesdays in March. And you've got 2 more tries for this month to donate $10 or however much you want. For each $10, you get one try or one entry into, thrown into the proverbial hat. And then at the end of the month, we draw a name, and you will receive a free spay or neuter. And the nice thing about it is that if you personally don't need it, you can transfer that to someone that does.
Mm-hmm.
So any which way it helps.
And a lot like Lisa, she says she's had over 15 cats spayed and neutered with A-Hope. So this is the season to take care of that as well. So
absolutely.
If you see feral cats in your neighborhood, can you describe a little bit about what to do and how they can get in touch with you to set up? When do you do the spay and neuters? How can people set up an appointment?
So our appointments are based on when we have our relief veterinarians available, which we are still hiring for a full-time vet. So if anyone's interested in really impacting the community, we have a full-time vet position still open. So right now we open on days that we have relief vets sign up for whatever animals they can safely spay or neuter in a day. And spots open up all the time. Like we opened up a bunch more male cat slots this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can look online at ahopeforsrc.com/snip happens, or they can call us Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to find out, or they can even send an email, snip happens@ahopeforsrc.com, and find out. But I mean, it's like any vet's office. You call, make an appointment, we'll get you in where we can, you know. Be kind when you call. Be kind. Please be kind to our staff. We can't control how many slots we have open. It's not completely up to us, because mm-hmm. trust us, we would be fixing animals left and right every second of every
24/7,
day.
24/7,
no doubt. So we're doing the best that we can. We have a small crew that's dedicated, and the slots open when they open. We can't give definitive dates. You know, it's making it to where we're going to have to make adjustments in order to not overwhelm our staff with these with these calls.
Sure,
and
that's understandable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do y'all provide other services besides the spay and neuter? Or is that the only thing that y'all do at this point?
No, we provide all the basic wellness that you would need to get your animal up and going, your dog or cat. So vaccines, testing, basic testing, heartworm, FIV, FELV testing, leukemia.
Do you do microchips?
Microchips, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And maybe after the next break, we can share an adorable story about microchips. But yes. Yeah, nail trims.
We just got
flea and heartworm prevention.
Flea and heartworm, excellent. Which is going to be so important now that the summer's here with mosquitoes and that
And we
thing.
Hear that all the time about how people are like, this cat never goes outside or this dog never goes outside. Why does it matter? Or, you know, they blame a place that they visited for getting fleas. Welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you visited Florida for any amount of time, your animal's probably going to have fleas. Mm-hmm. So keeping them on flea and heartworm prevention is extra important. Mosquitoes are rampant around here, as we know. So, you know, that they can cause heartworms. So please keep them on prevention. And CAPSTAR is not prevention. CAPSTAR only kills adult fleas for 24 hours.
Okay.
FYI.
Yes. Okay, very good information. We're here with Brandy and Paige from A-Hope. We're so happy to have them here on Frisky Friday. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Our friends Brandy and Paige are here with A-Hope. You've got a good little story about microchipping you want to tell us?
Yeah, I am a big advocate for microchips. That's why all of our spay-neuter packages include a microchip. So this past week we had a client who came in who had a colony of cats, and so she was being responsible and trapping the cats to get them fixed. And she trapped this one cat, and of course we scan every animal for a microchip, you know, when they're dropped off for surgery. And we scanned this cat for a microchip and come to find out it had an owner on the microchip.
Oh.
And so we contacted, not only had the owner, but the rescue who the owner adopted the cat from.
Uh-huh.
And so both contacted us back and come to find out this cat's name was Bessie and she had been missing for 9 months.
Oh, no.
And she actually was posted online in numerous places.
Yeah.
And we were able to track that down and see the photos, match them up, make sure we had the right people for it. And when we spoke to the mom on the phone, she was like, oh, my gosh, my daughter is going to freak out.
Aww.
And so whenever her daughter left work to come and pick her up, she had the carrier. She actually had Bessie's name tag that had been left behind.
Gosh.
And she was crying. And she just it was like she just couldn't believe it. They'd actually adopted another cat since then because they thought they were never going to see her again.
Wow.
And they were really excited to introduce them.
I bet
them.
The cat was excited, too.
Yeah, she was just so comfortable.
As excited as cats get,
yeah,
by the
she
way.
Went from, like, being stressed out and looking upset to being super comfortable in her carrier.
Wow.
Yeah, and the great thing is, which we've had different in the past, that the people who actually trapped her were happy to have them reunited, you
Absolutely.
Know, really happy about it. You would think that, but I've had the opposite before where they're like, I've had that cat forever now.
No, but it's great when they're reunited. So if you have a microchip, make sure that your registration online is up to date. That's the key.
Make sure it's up to date. So ours are already pre-registered for you, and it's just $15 to get a microchip, and it's free for the rest of the animal's life.
Wow, so, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, how can we get in touch with you? Where can we find you?
We are, of course, on all the social media outlets, but also our website is www.ahope4src.com. You can find all the information there. Remember that our social media pages are not for medical advice. So if you have medical questions related to the clinic, you need to call our clinic. It's called SNP Happens, 850-795-2287.
Paige, Brandy, thank you so much for coming in this
thank
morning.
You.
Appreciate
for having
all
us.
That you're doing.
Thank
and
you.
Again, it's A-Hope, so check that out online, on Facebook, everywhere. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.